me today.
You too, no problem.
Really, this is just kind of a informal type of get-to-know-you sort of interview. My associate, Mr. Delaware, and I will
good
just
to meet
be...
you. I'm Mr. Delaware.
Hi,
it's good to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Excellent. Firm handshake.
Great. Yes.
We'll just be asking you a few questions.
Okay.
You know, trying to establish who you are, what you are.
Just want to get a grip on what's going on inside your head.
Right.
I mean, we kind of want to reach up in your head and just squeeze it. You know, I mean.
Okay.
Get a good gooey grip on it.
Right. You know, and that way we can move you along to the second round of interviews if we feel that you are so deemed inclined nicely to be so.
Two exactly. rounds. Well, okay.
Couldn't have put it better.
Well, I hope I'm what you're looking for.
We hope so, too.
I can tell by the pasties that you just may be the man we're looking for.
That's the first thing I noticed when he walked in.
Yeah.
I said, there is a man that knows how to pick out pasties.
Yes. Really form over function.
Mm, they're sequined.
Yes. So, the first thing I want to ask you is, where are those sheets of... here we go.
All
right, what do you see in this picture?
What do I see?
Yes, just shoot it off to
me. Right off the top of your brain.
Right off the top of my... Well, okay, well, it's been a while since that first thought off the top of my brain came off. But what I see is a sea snake approaching a woman reclining on a beach.
What did you see? I saw just black squiggles.
There's a black squiggle, and that's kind of a black dot.
Right, very good, very good.
Oh, excellent. Okay. That
very insightful, very...
Well, thanks, I'm glad you like it.
Woman.
You might be smarter than us, you probably don't want it.
Okay, second question I'd like to ask you is, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Quickly, first, whatever it is, just say it.
First
breakfast.
Thing.
Okay, well, the first thing I had for breakfast, actually, I didn't have breakfast this morning. I slept till noon, but the first thing that I ate today was a cheese sandwich.
He didn't eat breakfast. He might be a robot.
He slept until noon. He might be a commie pinko.
Okay, we'll write that down. That's fantastic.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Okay.
Won't take up too much time in the cafeteria, won't it? Hey! Mr. Hyden, that's wonderful. Can I call you Mr.? Thank you. Mr.,
next question. Quickly, we're going to ask you a rapid-fire series of mathematical equations. And you shoot us the answers back as quickly as you can. And we'll jot your responses down.
Okay.
2 plus 2.
4.
8 plus 12.
20.
8 plus 12.
20.
8 plus 12.
20.
2 plus 12.
Chomsky.
8 plus 12.
Alpha.
8 plus... Very good. Thought I was going to say 12 and I didn't. Therefore, you didn't respond. This man is sharp.
He's perceptive.
Well,
perhaps too sharp.
Thank you, I'm...
Like a tack.
Glad you think so.
Ouch, I'm bleeding.
Like a tack on the floor.
Ow, my foot.
Shag carpet. All right, mister.
Okay.
Finally, well, not finally, because we never know when we're done.
We stop never.
Yeah. Okay.
So, the next question in our little series, our little interview, our little get-to-know-you gooey mess kind of thing.
That's
here
what
is, we call it the get-to-know-you gooey mess.
Sure.
Is, if you were stranded on a desert island with Phyllis Diller, what exactly would you do in order to ensure your own survival and... lifelong happiness.
Note, for future reference, Phyllis Diller is quite sassy.
Okay, we're in a sassy Phyllis Diller mode. Well, then I guess what I would do in that situation is freaking run.
You're on an island.
Where are you running to, precisely?
Just a tight circle around the
perimeter? You're running right outwards into the ocean? Or?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run and I'm going to run and I'm going to hope to get airborne, ultimately.
Problem solving. Outside the box.
He might be a plane.
You might be. Mister, if you were to, say, need to get to China in a matter of hours.
In a matter of hours, you would need to get to China.
Uh-huh. And you...
am I doing anything in particular in China?
We'll ask the questions here,
okay.
Mr. Hyden.
Absolutely.
And you had a full load of passengers.
Mm-hmm.
And your engine 4 had a fire. What would be the procedure to shut yourself down and facilitate a safe and comfortable water landing?
Okay. Let's see. I can't ask questions, so I got to phrase this in the form of a statement. Okay. What is a fat person present on board? Okay, what is jamming a fat person into the jet engine?
He's still maybe a plane.
He might be a fat person.
Oh, I've got one. Do you have coordinates in the X, Y, and Z axis? Let's see if he's a plane.
He might be.
He might be a solid.
Coordinates in the X, Y, and Z axis. Axis. well, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got four coordinate systems.
Four coordinate systems. He's not a plane. That's all we need to know. You're not a plane.
Excellent.
Wonderful. If we were to compile, let's say you were compiling a database. Database compilation.
Mm-hmm.
What great 70s R&B hits would you include on your database
include
compilation?
Include on your database,
Great 70s R&B hits. Well, I'm going to have to dip into Al Green Explores Your Mind because that's an all-time classic right there. Are we okay with that?
Who's Al Green?
I don't know. I think he's a black person.
Okay. Yes, that's fine.
Okay, great. Then I'm going to move forward into a little mid-period Curtis Mayfield. I'm not going to sample from the Superfly soundtrack because, you know, that's available all over the place. And, you know, I kind of want to get some stuff that maybe people haven't been exposed to. You don't want to dip into the Brothers from the Soul Council. I know that the LP didn't come out. It actually came out in the 60s. But, you know, throw some Solomon Burke in there, so throw some Benny King, you know, kind of mix it up a little bit.
It's got groove. That might be dangerous.
But it might be just the thing we're looking for.
He's a flying robot groove machine who hates fat people.
Sir.
Yes.
Mister. May I call you Haydn? Thank you.
8 plus 12.
Okay.
8 plus 12.
Chomsky.
8 plus 12.
20.
8 plus 12.
20.
8 plus... Shabbos attack. 12!
Equals 12?
Come on, I'm confused.
Sorry, Mr. Delaware
is confused.
Yes. Haydn.
Yes.
If you were a big, fat person...
A big one of the big, big, big fat people.
Is the prohibition on me asking questions? Okay.
We're talking 2,500 pounds.
Wow.
What would you do? What would your average day consist of?
What would I do? Well, I would go to the market and find some poor people who are maybe looking to get in on a Siamese twin action. And then I would tape the poor people to me and claim that they're my Siamese twins. Apply for a government grant to have the Siamese twins surgically removed because I want to have my own free, happy life. And settle all the poor people with the fat.
Devious? Yet civic-minded.
Handsome, yet subversive.
Are these questions?
No, these are just thinking out loud.
We're just taking notes.
Okay.
Charming?
Witty.
Handsome.
Sullen.
Sallow.
Yes, I was just thinking the same thing.
These are just notes, sir.
Oh, okay. I don't need to... All right.
Mr. Hyde.
Yes, yes.
If you were, let's say, anemic...
Mm-hmm.
What would your average day consist of?
If I were anemic, I would probably sleep. I would probably sleep some more. I'd probably eat a cheese sandwich, and then I would probably go and do a radio show around 10 o'clock.
He's a wily one.
He's perfect.
Got it. Maybe. One last question. Mr. Haydn.
Yes.
May I call you Mr. Haydn?
Absolutely.
May I call you Mary?
I'd rather you not, but whatever makes you comfortable.
No, he's not perfect. I'm sorry, sir.
He's not very loyal.
Mr. Haydn, this interview has gone phenomenally well up to this point, but...
Because I'm not Mary? Because I don't want to be called Mary?
Yes.
Yes, precisely.
I don't know about that. I mean...
We're looking for... A virgin mother for our savior.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Kind of comes
who
with the territory.
Who incidentally can fly, is a robot, hates fat people, and...
Is a groove machine.
Is a groove machine.
Who doesn't fall for fake mathematical equations.
Well, can I maybe, I don't know, can I change my mind? This is the perfect job for me. I mean, I can sit around without my pants, and I don't really have to do anything in particular except give birth once every 9 months, and I don't have a supervisor or anything. Is there maybe... I don't know, any alternative qualifications, or...
Can we call you Susan?
Well, you know, if that's a deal breaker, then yes.
Susan, the mother of Christ.
It's got a certain ring to it. We may be able to flex, work that into a contract.
What we're going to do for you, Mr. Hyden, is we're going to get together with our boys. We'll have our boys call your boys. We have to check on this, the demographic, the market research on the name Susan and how people feel about the mother of Christ being named Susan.
You know, their kind of natural reaction to the name.
Would you be open to any other female names? Perhaps a Cynthia or maybe a Jade.
Maybe a Lisa Ann, perhaps.
I think it'd be Margaret. Keen, frankly, if I got one of those double names, you know, like Cindy Sue. I think that'd be hilarious, actually. I'd rather not get Phyllis, you know. I think we've kind of established that. But whatever it takes to get this deal made, guys, I want to work for your firm.
Well, I believe that's all we have to ask of you for today, Mr. Hyden. Mr. Delaware, please shake his hand.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's
thank you.
That's really good.
Our people will be calling your people, so, you know, just...
Sweaty.
Sweat it.
Okay, I'll go somewhere else then. Okay.
Hey, Mark, what's up? How'd the interview go?
It's a little weird. A little bit weird.
Weird away.
Well, it's a different sort of job. I decided to veer off from the copy shop job. Really wasn't what I was looking for.
Respect that. Yeah, you know, it's a boring lifestyle. All that toner.
Definitely.
Kills your brain, man.
Yeah. The ice cream store decided that, you know, wasn't what I was looking for.
Definitely. You don't want to kind of do that.
It's a terrible lifestyle. Kills your brain, man.
So I put in an application for this thing, new startup firm. It's online based, but, you know, basically all of them are these days. This new startup firm that's going to produce the Second Coming, wherein I would be giving birth to the Second Coming.
Sweet.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, I
you get,
it's much better than Museum Guard, man.
Oh, totally. Museum Guard is a dumb thing to do.
Oh, sure.
It's really terrible. A lot of sitting around, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how
we're
I did though.
Cinnabon though.
Not a nice lifestyle that is. Or you know, working at a greasy burger bar.
Oh sure. I mean it really sounded like the perfect job when I was in there when they were describing it. But the guys were a little weird. You know.
Do you get stock options with that?
Yes, you do get stock options.
That's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Bail out before the market crashes.
Some real estate in purgatory.
Nice.
Yes.
That's always nice. That's hard to come by.
It is. It's precious.
Beachfront.
Beachfront property. You've got
a good view of the flaming pool of souls.
Right
below.
They've got it's a great little thing. You've got 24-hour access to the writhing nuclear chaos, which is something that's reason I'd like to hook up with that firm. But they were a little weird in there. A little weird.
Well, I've got an interview tomorrow with this company in town. It's an online startup firm.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to sell people space on the internet in which to do nothing.
Hmm.
Just blank spaces, kind of like real estate speculation.
Sure.
But on the internet. So you really don't own anything. So the whole idea is that we can sell
nothing.
And lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, so what kind of questions were they asking? I mean, mock interview type things. I mean, do I need to know my goals, like goal setting, or did they ask you about your ability to organize?
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely present yourself as a firm, confident person who knows what your goals are and knows exactly where you want to go in the world. Don't be too demanding, but don't be too giving either. Make sure that, they know that you know who you are.
That we know.
Yeah, it's crucial that you get the order right. Because if you know that they know that you know, that's going to be a deal breaker.
So if they know that you know that they know.
Right.
What if he knows that I know that you know that we know that they know?
Well, if you send a memo to the secretary and do lunch, that should fix it.
What if I don't know?
That's going to be tough. That's going to be a deal breaker.
Well, I really hope you get the job, Mark. It sounds like it's perfect for you.
Thanks.
I mean,
it's not like they gotta call you Susan or something.
Yeah. Right.
Can you imagine a job? To Susan.
Hey, what's up, Susan? What's up, Mark?
What?
You get all quiet there.
Yeah. Well, that actually.
No.
Yeah, get out.
They have to call you Susan?
Well, they're going to do some market research, see how people feel about the name Susan.
Can you work with that? I mean, can maybe you get like a... Maybe a Cynthia or a Jane?
Well, what I'm hoping...
Or Lisa Ann, maybe?
I'm hoping they're content with just maybe like a Hello, My Name Is tag that I wear saying Susan, and that's kind of like the extent
of
it, you know?
Still Susan. It's like...
That's what you'll be known as, both in to us now and also in the public eye, man.
What you have... In the lunchroom, people are like, hey, yo, Susan!
Oh, but that's right. You don't eat all that much.
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, no. Just the fruit cup.
Do they mind that you were anemic?
No, actually, that was one of the qualifications.
And the fact that you're a robot didn't really throw him for a loop or anything.
No, and that I'm four-dimensional, that didn't seem to bother them at all.
And a flying groove machine?
Yeah, they seemed entirely pleased
about
that.
What about your total hatred of fat people?
Oh, that was a huge plus, actually.
See, I always figured that the second
we thought it would come in handy eventually.
Anti-fat person.
Yeah, I'm glad I had that that attachment.
Well, you got to hustle for your salvation.
You know? Mm-hmm.
You got to, yeah.
Well, it sounds like this firm is headed in the right direction. I really hope I can hop on board. And I mean, if nothing else, there should be... Second coming should be pretty cool. Flash forward 11 months. I can't believe Melanie C. beat me for the job.
Well, she's got that kind of savoir faire, man. That kind of panache.
Yeah.
Some really hairy arms.
She got that, too.
Yeah. I
don't
know.
She's got this kind of like pseudo-alternative,
yeah.
Yet somewhat girl-next-story kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, so, if you happen to live in a really bad Scottish neighborhood,
exactly.
She's the girl next door.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't feel too bad. I mean, it's not like you lost to, you know...
The other guys.
Or something like that.
They were
like,
that's,
they were all true. Of them together. They were a package deal.
Yeah, which is kind of the problem.
That was the problem. They, you know, wouldn't...
I'm turning the TV off because every time you try to hold the conversation with the TV,
I just start drooling and
you're like, oh, shiny stuff. I'm turning it off there.
Sorry, that was that one commercial for the cat food.
Finish your sentence to poor Mark.
The other guys just didn't have what it takes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel bad.
Well, they're actually one dimensional, and that's kind of where I beat them. Right. I've got four.
Those.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, we're both a little whacked, but...
Well, actually, they're each a 12th of a dimension, which makes them one-dimensional together.
Mm-hmm.
That was they thought that would be their selling point, you know?
Yeah.
Right. It's great when they get together, at least.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least you can get something
mm-hmm.
out of that.
Oh, well, I suppose we should go do the show, huh?
Oh. Do you think any of us will ever find job satisfaction and happy, secure life?
Sure, doing the show is way anticlimactic, and to say, like, you know... Being responsible for the second coming.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe somebody will bring us milkshakes this week.
Sweet.
It's always that.
All right, man. Well, let's gear up. Matt, snuggle up with Eric.
I get the back of the spoon this time.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, and,
oh, come on!
What? It's comfortable. We feel like puzzle pieces.
Dead cats and nuns. Dead cats and nuns.
I'm just moving around.
I wasn't moving around.
Sharpen my shiv and make eyes at Juarez.
You're so soft.
God.
This is what jail is like.
Not at all.